This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announcing the newest plan for a Brexit deal. Yesterday, it faced the scrutiny of the UK Parliament and the European Commission. Boris Johnson, Bojo, to his friends, is optimistic that he will have enough support for this deal.
Yeah, so this proposal is going to be backed by the Democratic Union, Unionist Party, hairline Tories, as well as several pro-Leave Labour MPs. However, the consensus among the commentators is that the EU is going to reject it. And this is mainly because a most recent proposal involves an imposition of that custom control across Ireland, that backstop that they're talking about.
Yeah, but most importantly, time is running out, right? For much more discussion here, the deadline for Brexit is October 31st. We're not too far away from that. But more importantly, we're coming up to October 19th, which is when deliberations have between the EU have to come to some form of agreement.
Okay, so for more on the latest Brexit developments, we speak to a gentleman named Aoife O'Donoghue, who's Professor of International Law and Global Governance at Durham University. Aoife, is this deal more likely than the deals put forth in the past to succeed?
Well, I think it depends on where. So I think it's potentially more likely to get through the Parliament in the UK, but I don't think it's likely to get the approval of Dublin, because of the creation of that customs border, because one of the fundamental elements was that there would never be any infrastructure on the island, because historically they have been targets for sectarian violence. Indeed, you know, there are a lot of deaths took place on the border, so it's always been a very contested zone. And while the British government have said that the customs checks wouldn't be at the border, they would be somewhere on both the side of the Republic and somewhere in Northern Ireland. And I think for Dublin, in particular in the Irish government, that is an anathema, pretty much. I also think, from Brussels' perspective, the fact that basically the DUP, the Democratic Unionist Party in Northern Ireland, would be able to veto this new version of the backstop, which means the backstop may never actually become operational, will be a huge problem for them. So I think it is likely to be more successful in some places, but not others.
So with that in mind, how might this deal fare with the European Union?
It does potentially give the basis for negotiation. So Brussels haven't completely shut it down. So it may give the next 10 days a basis to start discussions and move from here. But Brussels have said they're not willing yet to go into what they call tunnel negotiations, and tunnel negotiations when they get down to the detail. Because yesterday's document is actually very general. It contains very little detail about how it would work. So, and that lack of detail is very much a concern for businesses, particularly in Northern Ireland, as is the consent, actually, because they would vote on it every 4 years. And, you know, if you're a business person, you know, you need to do much longer plans than 4 years. So I can see it may give the basis for more discussions, but we are also running out of time. Those discussions have to take place in the next 10 days. So it has shifted the ground, which is a positive thing, but not by much.
And do you think that this is a genuine effort for a deal on Boris Johnson's part now, or is it just merely a move to satisfy his supporters?
Well, that is the big question. What the Johnson government really want is an election. And you can see that in his speech to his party yesterday in the Tory party conference. So you could certainly see that in within the UK context, seeing it as part of that election campaign that is yet to be called, but will in the next 6 months happen, in all likelihood. I think it's important to see it in that context. Also, the lack of detail in what was proposed yesterday. I mean, it's not the best drafted document I've ever seen in the long 3 years of documents being put forward. So certainly it is possible to see it in that frame, that it is more for a domestic political audience and to help the Johnson government do well in a future election, and therefore not as serious, I think, as the European Union would have liked to have seen from them. They would have liked more detail, especially around things like, now, where exactly those customs arrangements would happen, where are they actually going to take place, etc.
That was Aoife O'Donoghue, Professor of International Law and Global Governance at Durham University in the UK. No interesting comments. I think essentially the key takeaway for me essentially from the professor is that time really is of the essence, and in the absence of details, Boris Johnson may not get the closure that he wants.
Yeah, and it's all this coming down. Brexit has been going on for, what, 2.5 years now? 3.5 years? And there are multiple prongs to this story. Yes, Boris Johnson wants a... He's trying to get an election to prove that they can get his deal through. But at the same time, you've got this talk of a second referendum. It's so complicated and with so little time left. A month is really nothing in the context of this entire situation.
Exactly, according to the Ben Law legislation.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.